Greetings and welcome to The End Last Week, This Week, and Next Week, the podcast companion to The End, the newsletter and listener-focused directory that shines a light back on audio fiction shows after they've reached the finale of a season or the conclusion of the series. I am your host and the curator of The End, Evo Terra. Let's get into it, shall we?
Last week.
The most recent issue of The End, the 71st, highlighted five shows in either the recently completed series or recent season finale sections, and four of them wrapped in the last few days. Weird Woman, a dramatized modern slipstream fantasy written, performed, and produced by a queer autistic creator from Broads and Books Productions, a woman-led production company, is fully complete as of January the 10th. You'll need a bit over 2.5 hours to listen to all 9 episodes. Shadow Realm is a dramatized magical coming-of-age tale from Renita Malhotra and Spoken Layer. Think Harry Potter with a South Asian spin, and it's won a whole bunch of awards for the script and more. The season 2 finale was posted on January the 10th, and you can listen to the 40 current episodes in 6.5 hours. 6 Minutes, a dramatized adventure mystery for all the family from Gen Z Media, posted the season 3 finale on the 4th of January. Settle in, because there are 275 episodes in the first 3 seasons for a listening time of over 38 hours. Wow. The Kara Files, a narrated sci-fi adventure and love story from Tom Warner, which is completely written and produced by the author, posted the season 1 cliffhanger episode last Christmas. You can listen to the current 10 episodes in just over 2.5 hours. And be sure to listen to the end of the audio file to hear trailers or snippets from these shows.
This week.
With every issue, I make 2 recommendations for great audio fiction I personally love. As with all things in life, your mileage may vary. My first recommendation is A Happy Bureaucracy, a narrated post-apocalyptic parody from M.P. Fitzgerald. This is such a strange story, which is clearly a big draw for me. It's well narrated and has an excellent pace. Yeah, it takes a little work to buy into the premise, but once you do, it's a lot of fun. Here's a snippet from the prologue.
Stifled breath was held as an offense was made on the door. There was nothing here but dust and radiation, and the cold glare from an uncaring sun. There was supposed to be no one living for miles, he had made sure of that. Yet, blows rattled the door in quick succession. The word knocking was not in his vocabulary, because no one had knocked since the war. He did not dare let out his breath, but realized a fraction too late that she, the little girl with a knife to her throat, had begun to cry. Whoever was on the other side of the door would hear her. The option to hide had gone. Fuck, he whispered at the child. Her whimpers were not loud, but when silence is the natural order, even a sneeze from a mouse would sound like blaring klaxons. He put down the butcher's knife onto his table, and the little girl's eyes spelled relief. He replaced the knife with his rusty hunting rifle. Fight or flight were now having their familiar debate inside of him. And before either could win, another blow came at the door. Hello? A meek voice said through the door. Do you have a moment? What is this? The man thought, uncertain if there was any danger. Instinct won over indecisiveness, and he loaded an ancient bullet into the gun's chamber. Hello? The little girl whimpered. Yes, hello. Do you have time to talk? The voice asked politely. It is very important. Slavers kick in the door. Raiders wait until you're outside. This, well, this was confusing. So, with the affront to his brain winning.
A Happy Bureaucracy has more seasons coming, but you'll enjoy the 37 episodes in the first 2 seasons in about 11.5 hours. My next recommendation is Dirty Diana, a dramatized slice of the sexier side of life from Q-Code, starring and executive produced by Demi Moore. Now, I like this one for a lot of reasons. The core story is fascinating. The production is, of course, top-notch. And then, well, Demi Moore, of course. Here's a snippet from the first episode.
Q Code presents Dirty Diana, created by Shauna Festi, starring and produced by Demi Moore.
Is this okay? It really helps with the noise.
Sure, yeah, of course, yeah. And maybe some more water. Sorry, I didn't think I'd get nervous.
No, no, don't be sorry at all.
I brought you a candle. I have no idea why I thought I'd bring you a hostess gift, but I did.
Well, I think it's really nice. Thank you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Great. All right. We're recording.
Would you mind if I used a different name?
Sure, you can use whatever name you like.
I was always Liz when I played house as a kid, because Jasmine was too different, especially in the 80s when everyone's Jessica or Heather.
Well, Liz it is. And if you could just tell me how old you are.
I'm 43. My fantasy's borderline ridiculous. I hope that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Most of them are. Okay, so what's your fantasy?
I'm taking the train to visit my sister in Portland. I'm reading The Unbearable Lightness of Being, which always makes me blush. And as I finish the chapter, I can feel someone staring at me. And I look up from my book, and I almost lose my breath. It's a young version of my husband. The man I met when I was 22, when he had a full head of hair and his eyes were filled with mischief. He smiles at me like he used to.
Dirty Diana is a complete story in a single 6-episode season, giving you just over 4 hours of enjoyment.
Next week.
The latest issue of The End has 4 entries in the new season's coming soon section, and 2 of them start up again in the next few days. Season 2 of Strange New Worlds and Spaced Out Tales, a narrated sci-fi anthology from Jim Coggan, starts on the 17th of January. You can catch up with the current 7 episodes in about 3.5 hours. Season 2 of Lucidus Somnia, a dramatized sci-fi thriller from Bargo Productions, starts on the 17th of January. Catch up with the 6 current episodes in just under 3 hours. And as a reminder, trailers or snippets for those and the 3 shows I mentioned at the top of the episode are coming your way right after I say... And that's all for this episode of The End, Last Week, This Week, and Next Week. For these and the other audio fiction shows featured, highlighted, and coming soon that were part of the 71st issue of The End, including all sorts of new and exciting ways to listen, please visit theend.fyi. I'm Evo Terra. Thanks for listening. And here are your trailers or snippets. Weird Woman.
I'm up again. Same night, another dream. Before trying this recording thing, I didn't remember much of anything of these dreams. I didn't remember much from any of the women. And one night of doing this, and it's broken things open. The dreams are, they're in me, and they're coming out of me, and...
Talk to me. I am not broken. I am the most whole. Most real.
I cause their despair. I wait for the word.
Witch. Look at the mad woman in her cage. She was a woman with holes inside her. That was the heaviest factor. The final evidence, the heart of the issue.
Somehow, you understand this. You hear me. Wherever you are, whatever this is, you...
This isn't a dream journal anymore. It's not. It's just fact. Because now this is some sort of record. What are these dreams? Maybe there's a better question. Who are these women?
Weird Woman is a Broads and Books production. All 9 episodes are available January 10th. Listen and subscribe to Weird Woman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and your favorite podcast platform. That's W-Y-R-D Woman, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Weird Woman, a dramatized modern slipstream fantasy from Broads and Books Productions, has reached the end of the complete series. Shadow Realm.
I have powered it with a truth spell.
There it was, a fully open lotus flower.
A magic healing spell conjured from rainbow energy.
This is the subterranean realm of the universe.
A San Francisco teenager discovered he has magical powers after falling through a fault in the earth and into the lands of Vedic mythology. And in season 2, he learns his journey is far from over.
It is a land of enchantment and illusions. But at all times, beware of traps.
The brilliant white light of creation energy haloed my entire being.
Can Arya save his friends, or will his power plunge them deeper into danger? Listen and subscribe to Shadow Realm Season 2 everywhere you get your podcasts.
Shadow Realm, a dramatized magical coming-of-age tale from Renita Malorta and Spoken Layer, has reached the Season 2 finale. 6 minutes.
GZM Shows and Wondery present the next chapter in the most downloaded family audio adventure in history. 6 minutes out of time.
Hang on. There's someone down here. Casey? It's...
Cyrus, get away from there! Go! Cyrus!
Brinley Pasternak helped the Anders family uncover the truth about Holiday's past. 3 years later, she needs them to help her find the truth about hers.
Hello? Is someone there?
Hello? Brinley?
Mother?
Why did Brinley's mother disappear? Who is trying to hurt Cyrus? 6 minutes out of time. New episodes premiere early and ad-free on Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts or the Wondery app March 7th. And widely, wherever you get your podcasts, March 14th.
Six Minutes, a dramatized adventure mystery for all the family from Gen Z Media, has reached the Season 3 finale. The Kara Files.
Chapter 1. When she was 25, Kara fell in love. She didn't fall in love in the ordinary sense. She didn't meet someone at a party, go out on a date, or use a dating app on her phone. She didn't do any of the things that people normally do in order to meet someone, either on purpose or accidentally. No, none of those things applied to her. Instead, she fell in love with a voice in her head. It all started 2 years ago. It was Christmas Day. In the late afternoon, she had braved the cold and ventured into the garden. Her excuse had been to have a cigarette. The truth was that she wanted to get away from her boring family. In typical family tradition, family members visited her parents' large house where they all pretended to have a great time, and the older members fell asleep in their chairs after a huge turkey dinner. It was always the same. They all ate too much, drank too much, and spent too much. The kids were running round screaming, and everyone was cooing over the babies. Kara was the only single person there. She was fed up of the comments. Are you seeing someone? When are you going to settle down? And even, why can't you find a nice man to marry? Kara couldn't stand it any longer. She threw on a coat and slipped outside. She made her way to the bottom of the garden and deliberately sat on a bench that was out of view from the house. She didn't want company. Shivering, she pulled out her cigarette packet and lighter.
The Caraphiles, a narrated sci-fi adventure and love story from Tony Warner, which is completely written and produced by the author, has reached the Season 1 cliffhanger finale. Strange New Worlds and Spaced Out Tales.
Episode 1, The Lost Pioneer.
Voice interface activated. Crew member, Second Officer Technician Christopher Mason, wake up, please.
What?
I've awoken you from cryosleep. You are most likely feeling the discomfort of prolonged hibernation. This is completely normal. Do not be alarmed. Can you try to slowly sit up, please?
Okay. Whoa.
Gently now. Your senses will need a moment to readjust.
Have we arrived at our destination? Aren't we supposed to be revived by a medical tech team?
I regret to inform you that we are only approximately 47.2% of the way through our intended journey.
What? Less than halfway, computer? Why have you woken me?
The ship has experienced a code red level alert. Emergency protocols are now in place, and a mandatory crew member has been revived to resolve the situation.
Shit, are we in trouble?
Please calm yourself and moderate your breathing, Second Officer Mason, or you are likely to black out.
Sorry, it's just a bit of a shock to the system. I'm calm. I'm calm, computer. What's the status with the code red?
Situation critical. Propulsion engine number 1 has suffered a malfunction in its reaction moderation system. The core is on a progressive path to critical.
Fuck. Estimated time to criticality?
Reactor estimated to reach critical levels in 48 to 72 Earth hours.
That's not good. Radiation?
Strange New Worlds and Spaced Out Tales, a narrated sci-fi anthology from Jim Coggan, soon starts its second season. Lucidus Somnia.
Kendra?
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 Can you hear me?
Can you hear
me?
Hear me?
What the? Did you hear that?
Bargo Productions presents Lucidus Somnia.
Is this about that dream? The one that kept me awake for a whole month? You're sedating me now. Is that it?
Kendra.
No, Dad. You're keeping something from me, and you both know it.
So, I take it they haven't come clean yet?
Seriously, Mackenzie?
I'll take that as a no.
I even told them point blank today that they've been acting weird since I told them about that dream. They didn't even acknowledge it.
What if the stories you heard about Kendra losing her memory are true?
Then I have 8 weeks to help her remember, starting now. She's still the only person I could ever talk to telepathically. Do you know who I am?
Yeah, you're Michael Pham, the new transfer student from Chicago.
Yeah, but I'm talking about from before today.
Kendra, as a child, you were in a government-funded research program.
So, Michael was telling the truth?
Michael?
Yes, there's a new guy at my school named Michael Pham. He enrolled yesterday.
That could be a problem.
A problem? I don't understand. They were so close as children.
You mean I really do know him?
Yes, Kendra. And you meeting him again on the 4th of March could mean that they sent him to find you.
Why don't I remember any of this?
How's Kendra?
I have no idea what's going on with her. I tried calling her the past few nights, but she didn't even answer. Her mom says everything's fine, but then why isn't she here?
All right, Kendra. Just listen to the metronome. Nothing else matters except the soft ticking. You are completely relaxed and unafraid. I'm going to count to 3. When I reach 3, you will accept your memories returning to you without confusion or hesitation. Do you understand?
Yes.
Good. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you.
Hi.
Kendra! You're back.
Yes, and I remember you now.
Lucidus Somnia, a dramatized sci-fi thriller from Bargo Productions, soon starts the second season. And that's it for the additional trailers or snippets. Once again, I am Evo Terra for the end. Cheers!